Hallelujah. I give y'all a hand praise. All right. Praise y'all. So, the title of our message today is about murmuring and discontentment. All right. And we're going to be talking about this subject because one of the things that Pastor Dow has been admonishing both myself and Pastor Muir is to really start to hit church etiquettes. And that's something that we're going to be talking about. But, you know, I want to talk about murmuring for a few reasons. One, because, you know, seeing the level of things that we are participating in and looking at the level of things that we are finding that is truly taking our brothers and sisters out, you know, it's like, as I look at how we are starting to conclude where we're going, and notice I use the word conclude because, you know, the way I see it, you know, the end of all things is fast approaching. And we are finding that we have to truly evaluate whether or not we have become the saints that we need to become. You know, I started talking yesterday in a house meeting about, you know, Yah has taken me as a pastor. He has taken us as a congregation to a level of exalting us to a position to be able to affect much in the lives of others. When people meet you, when people meet me, when they hear you speak, when they come and evaluate your work, when they see what type of demonstration of a saint that you are, what is it that people are going to be able to extract and equate with Yah, with his people, with the goodness, with the testimonies? What is it? Right? And so where discontentment and murmuring come in at, it puts you in a position to where truly you're not able to affect the kingdom like you should. Okay? You're not able to affect the kingdom like you should. And so one of the things that I did, and I think, let me see if I can do this right now. Let me see if I can do this. I want to make sure that I can remain live and pull this in. If I can't, it's good. Okay. It's good. Well, maybe I can do it like this. I might be able to just share this and get it in. But anyway, you know, I'm at the point where I'm praying . Let's see what happened here. I'm praying that we position ourselves. Am I still up? Did I freeze?
Yes,
I did.
You're a little bit slower.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let me do that. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me do this. All right, perfect. All right. So, am I back rolling? All right. All right. Can y'all see that? Everybody see that? I'm sharing the screen. I wonder why it's delayed. Is it too many people on the internet? Or all right, there it is. Am I delayed over there to you, Elder?
Well, you're going to always have a few seconds of delay going live. So I think it's the normal amount. But you're not delayed with me. You and I are in real time. But the Saints that are watching is going to have a couple seconds delay.
All right, perfect. So let's look at this definition of murmuring. All right. And I'm going to talk about these two bullet points on the screen here. All right. I'm going to talk about these two bullet points. Is it showing that or no? Okay. So it says a subdued or private expression of discontent or dissatisfaction. You hear that? Let's look at the second bullet point. Look at this. An insinuation. When you insinuate, you know what I mean? You could stir up. Are you here? You can stir up. So look at this, this example down here under that. It says, his father's life had been ruined by the murmurings and innuendos of lesser men. That means whoever life was going according to the way it was, men came and murmured and incited. You hear me? They caused an insinuation to take place because of whatever picture they painted. You got it? Because of whatever discontentment that they had, whatever. See, you could say something to somebody and you got to be careful. See, I'm talking about this today and I don't want it to be long, but I want to talk about it because, you know, I was talking to this morning, this the Torah instance that I gave the Phillips house this morning. But it was already because we got to go to the Apocrypha today because we're going to look at what happened when we begin to say things. All right. Well, we begin to say things. And so I wanted to bring that definition up. Now, before I go further, you know, Elder, what is your thought on hearing that? What we just brought out about. Murmuring.
You brought in the definition and said discontentment. The first thing that came to my mind is yowliness with contentment is a great gain. That's what's written in the word. I also thought about in the word where it talks about do all things without complaining, do all things without murmuring. So just words to live by. And to add on to that, I would say for me, myself, I do real good about not speaking things out of my mouth. However, I often have to guard murmurings in the heart because those count too.
Right. This is an exhortation because what is an exhortation for? An exhortation, when Paul said he come to exhort, that means he's coming to deliver aspects of righteousness to you so that you practice and put into play righteousness. Is that making sense? So when we're talking about murmurings and we're talking about yourself, there's an aspect of being a saint that allow you to either have a life that's right before the sight of the Most High Yah, or a life that's wicked. I can hear them, Elder.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I'm talking to y'all. Let me talk to the table. I want you to be righteous. I ain't got to worry about the table saying nothing back, because I'm talking to y'all, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, see, the good thing, I got a microphone, so I walk off the camera, they can still hear me. See, my point, my brothers, is this. Since I think about this all the time, Brother Ellis, you say you want to dwell in community, right? Can you see yourself on the land with Pastor Corey and the brothers? Can you, Brother Ty? But do you know what that means? It's a lot of submitting. See, and some people don't know how to submit. Some people don't know how to position themselves. All right? So it's Trish. My wife younger than you. You know what that means? What does that mean? You got to submit to her. Well, what is there going to be a problem? See, but see, watch this. See, when rebuke come, you feel me? But see, this is in front of the scene, behind the scene, Pastor Corey do some rebuking. And I show a lot of patience and mercy. I try to extend to my brothers. But see, what you got to understand, this is before we move on. See, I'm going to show you something. When you get on the other side, when you discontent, things operate in you. I'm going to pull in a video here in a second. But we getting ready to read out of Numbers 12. All right. So when you get that together, Elder, let me know.
No, we good.
Can you still hear me, Elder?
Yes, sir.
So there's a lot of things that you got to understand that I need you to gravitate towards, that I need you to hear, that I need you to understand, that I need you to receive. This is what happened. I'm going to show you something, because you're you. Now we're going to read Numbers 12. I'm not Moshe. I'm Pastor Corey. Number one. But the second thing, has Yah showed you anything about Pastor Corey? Here, let me go over here to Mother JC. Has Yah shown you anything about Pastor Corey that I'm chosen?
Yes.
Am I making you say that?
No, sir. I witnessed it.
You witnessed it with your own eye. What about you, Sister Joy?
Yes, sir.
What about you, Sister Ivy?
Yes, sir.
What about you, Mo? She said she don't know yet. Brother Ellis, what about you?
Yes, sir.
He just came around. You see what I mean? So that means I didn't choose myself. So you see what I was talking to my sons about. See, I'm teaching them whether adults get it or not. Listen to this, Elder. This is what I'm teaching. This is what I'm teaching my son. I said, well, I want you to get. There should be a barrier. See, the thing with this walk is this. Watch it. Here go the barrier. Y'all ready? Here go the barrier. The beginning of wisdom is what? Is the fear of Yah. Now watch when we read this. See, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Yah. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Yah. So when you fear Yah, there's a barrier to keep you from going past certain things. See, this is what people don't know. Watch this. See, when I know you can, you feel and you have the audacity. Because see, I'm gonna play this video so you can hear Brother Isaiah that was down straightway, Georgia. You're gonna hear something. We're gonna listen to it. And you're going to hear it was some things said, but then you're going to hear his response. And you're going to know that he has a reverence for Yah through the Holy Spirit. See, some people don't have that. You say you do. See, there's certain lines I would never cross. But some of us, listen, this is why you do what you do. Don't say not me, but this is why you do what you do. When the word says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Yah. Now we getting ready to read. And I want y'all to hear this. We're going to start verse 1, Numbers 12, verse 1. Let's go, Elder.
And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, has Yahweh indeed spoken only to Moses? Has he not spoken also by us?
Pause.
And Yah.
Watch this. You heard what he said? Heard they said, has Yah only spoken? See, that means, watch this. They got the same thing. You'll notice when people are discontent, they put themselves on the same level. It's right here in the book. See, I'll be paying attention to it because I'm looking at spiritually what happens to people. You'll do that. You'll put yourself on the same level with me. When Yah had, look, see, this is what I fear. Yah is trying to accomplish something over here. You can't see this because this is all spiritual. But then he uses these people over here in the physical that you can see. And that's where I watch people. I watch you. I watch you. What you say you want. See, I asked a question to the saints yesterday. What does it truly mean, really, to dwell in the community of Yah? What was the key word in there? I didn't say what was it. What do you think it feel like, or what it mean to live with me? So I asked a key question. I asked a key question to them. What does it truly mean to dwell in the community of Yah? And guess what? I was listening to people give me answers. And we about to go back first day, and for 30 minutes before the work get done, I got to deal with them answers. I'm not playing. See, what happens, what you got to realize, what you answer, and what I'm praying for in this season. That's why, look, I sent Brother Juan that message from One Accord for Israel for a reason. Because it's something that's happening in this season that I read to y'all out of Judges chapter 7. See, when Yah and Gideon was looking at who to take, everybody else was doing what they need to do. Yah had Gideon to stand over to the side and talk with him. See, look, you see them people down there lapping like a dog. See, that's Yah and Gideon standing to the side. He not down there. First, I was in there with y'all as an example to show you. I'm over here now because Yah has exalted. And I've been saying this. And so you keep answering the same thing season after season. And I'm trying to do this. You got something on your face. Hey, what's wrong with that, bro? Okay. Well, no, I told you, but you just keep waving back at me. You know what I'm saying? You can go on stage. Kevin, you got something on your face. You finna go on stage. Kevin, hey. That's what it's like. Win another season, Vess. Win another season. And you answering the same question because that was how I know you ain't tuned in spiritually. You can't get listen. I'm asking you, please take your time answering this. Please tune in because you need to answer from where you at. Don't answer the question. Answer from where you at. So if you answer from where you at, you can realize the distance between you and Yah. You can realize the distance between here. Yah has brought the blessing and where you really stand in it. Because if I ask you what is dwelling in the community of Yah, you got to look at that. Because you've been taking it a certain way. So I be looking at brothers, what I'm saying, it's a constant weekly evaluation. When I look at y'all, see, I've been watching you, Brother Sean, ever since you came to Shabbat in Kansas City. While I was standing up preaching, I was looking at you. Holy Spirit was feeding me. I'm looking at you and your wife. While I'm standing over here, I'm watching. And then you was walking. We was at, I believe that was Trump, is at the land out there in Gillum. I was watching you. Then the Holy Spirit say this to him. Then you guys say, come here, Brother Sean. Then Brother Sean, we stopped and talked. Come on right here. You stopped and talked. And then what I said to you, what I said to you when I was on land, was it false? Was it? You got to. Do you remember what I was talking to you about? Uh-huh. When I was telling you, because I told you, you know, because I was telling you to get ready. Mm. Remember, we was talking outside. Remember?
Not really.
So the white tent, we had the white tent set up, and you was outside, and I was telling you then about. No, because I remember I said, I remind you, I said, I don't know you. Mm. And right now, everything is good. But the only way I'm going to know is going to be based on what you give me after you come. And then even out there, when we was talking out there, I was telling you that Yah has, he's showing what type of manner of man you are. And he's going to show really the things really that's going to come to test whether or not you really want to be in this. Mm-hmm. We was talking about them type of things. Well, we made it down here. Now you still here. But what changed?
She kicked the traces.
Did that challenge you?
Oh, yeah.
Did it challenge you to stay here?
To overcome.
So what? How do you think, where are you at right now? How do you think you, is it tugging at you? Has Yah strengthened you? What?
Definitely has strengthened me and gotten me closer to him, because looking back, she really was a distraction. I was putting too much effort into something that she didn't want the same as I did.
Now, you remember us talking about that outside at the tent?
Slightly, yes, sir, but not in relevance to her. You know, I probably didn't know, because obviously I didn't know she was going to kick the traces.
It was just period, though.
Yes, sir. And at that time, you was talking about what's going to come up in the next season, which passed throughout this year. And I'm seeing things line up with everything you were saying. And now we're going on to a whole new season. And it's like, now it makes sense. At first, I didn't know what you was talking about. Honestly, it's like, what do you mean season? Is it because it's spring to summer? But now I get it, because Yah is pulling me this way. And if we tug back, we ain't going to make it.
That's why I wanted you to come up. Okay. You see what I mean? Yeah. Everybody listening? Yeah. See, this is what I mean. See, y'all be talking and he be showing you because you his child. It's already a direction. Discontentment caused you to miss the direction he's going in. So what happened? When the first thing happened, you challenge the people that y'all has chosen. You get on their level, and now the direction is impeded. This is what the very thing we just saw with Pastor Rufus. It's like we were talking today at dinner. He said he's the spiritual one. And then I listened to you say you never even looked at him like that. If he's the spiritual one, right? That's what I mean. So people put themselves on a level that. And for me being a shepherd, I'll be looking at people when you be talking to me, how you trying to explain your position when I know what your position is. Do you realize this? Watch this. What were you supposed to be doing before this, Brother Vest? Before the way? See what I mean? So then, did Yah call you out to lead anything? No, see what I mean? You got to know that. A lot of people think you were called out to lead something. Majority of the people called out to follow. You're sheep. So you only kick against what y'all called you out to be, and that's where your discontentment come in at. That's why he said he gave gifts unto men. For the building up. For the work. So that means you getting assigned to something. Yes, sir. Not called to build something and lead something. The majority of people that come to Yah is called to help build up, not build. Uh-oh, don't sound, it's getting, look. I can tell it's getting quiet, even on camera, on the other side of the camera it's getting quiet. Getting quiet in here, it's getting quiet everywhere. Cause that, what they do, they ain't what people want. But see, you know what I do? I already, know why? Cause any man think they hear something, what? You see what I mean? You already got to be there in your mind. Believe me, y'all show, see, just staying in my seat, following the things. If you go to the high seat, you run the risk of what? Being removed, right?
Yes.
And being embarrassed. That's in the word. So I never do it, even now. That's why I'm in the position I'm in, because guess what? I never tried to go be in the meetings with passed out. I ain't trying. If I'm not called to that, then guess what? I'm not going to assume and just. Right? But that's what people do. Nigga, you think you supposed to be in here? You ain't supposed to be in here. And then how you going to get mad? Because I'm telling you, see, listen, as a pastor, this is what you want me to do. Oh, bro, you ain't supposed to be in here. And that's all it is. Oh, I didn't have a seat. No, you're not sitting right there. If I got a seat for you, guess what? I'm going to sit you a seat because I'm doing something. You're not doing nothing. I'm doing something. See, I don't know how that sounds. But I got to talk about it while we read this. See, when I say this, then as we read and we talk, then what is coming up in your mind when I say this? Is it something? Is it some type of exception? Is it some type of speech that caused you to feel like you got, well, only in these, you got to figure it out, or can you just sit there and be nothing? Twine, you hear that? How old are you? So you're 27. You're a grown man, bro. Do you feel like just that everybody in the ministry just want to crush you up and just, I mean, just like the men, like, why ain't I got certain, I got watched, I got one. Anybody feel like that? Raise your hand. Raise your damn hand. See, nobody want to raise their hand, but then how do you get murmuring? See, Elder, we shouldn't have no murmuring if nobody's raising hands. We should not. So let's finish reading. Everybody listen.
And Yah heard it. Now, the man Moses was very meek, the meekest above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yah spoke suddenly to Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam.
Stop again. Now notice, watch this. Here go, I'm pointing it out. Here go qualities. He said, now Moses was what? Meek. Remember what I told y'all about?
He said meek. Very meek. Above all the men on the face of the earth.
See what I mean? So then you really, I know how people take that. That he was very meek. So I know Moses was right. That's how they take you. That's why people can talk about taking you out to the field and whooping your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Because people take that a certain type of way. Remember we talked about meat? Anybody know what I said? What meat meant, truly meant? To watch. Gently watching. That's what, remember, that's all Yahshua did. They was asking him questions. He was just, he already know what, he know who he is. So he just watching you. You doing all the talking. You yelling all of these obscenities and mocking him. And, right? He just watch. Y'all hear me? Come on, y'all listen to this because we about to get to it. Come on, read, El.
Come out, you three, into the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out.
Now stop.
And Yahweh came.
Now you see this? So you know what caused them to be called out to the tabernacle? What caused y'all to call him out? Murmuring. See what I mean? You see that? Y'all, you see, y'all now, y'all, listen, how you gonna have the Torah of life and you're not paying attention what got y'all attention? But I said the beginning of wisdom is what? So you're not paying attention. That got y'all attention. If he got his attention in Moshe day, it's gonna get his attention in this day. Y'all hear me? What is murmur?
Discontentment.
Discontentment. You hear? You better listen. Because you ask, how do you end up on the other side? Was you discontented? Come on.
And Yahweh came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth.
Watch what he say. Watch. Here go the punchline. In your stomach. Anybody tired? Want to go to sleep? How many people done this since we've been? Anybody? Raise your hand. See. Come on.
And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yah, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream." My servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful in all mine house? With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
What? You see what he asked? So that means you don't have no wisdom. That means you don't fear Yah. Wherefore were you not what? See what happened? See, discontentment will lead you to acting prideful. Because see, when you act prideful, you just automatically move yourself up to that level where you can talk to me. You can talk to Pastor Dow. You can talk to Pastor Muir. You can talk to those who sit over you however you feel like you need, whatever you need to say. Because you want to get it off. But me, knowing, fearing Yah, I evaluate a lot of things that I've seen. And then I went to the word so I can move righteously. See the word. See, that's what the word guides your feet. Remember, David said the word, your Torah is a what? to his what? To his path. You see what I mean? So that mean, okay, something got me right. I'm going this way, but something came here. Now, y'all, do you want me to walk around this way? Do you want me to walk around this way? Do you want me to go straight ahead? Don't receive an accusation against the elder. See what I mean? Well, y'all, somebody said he said this. One witness shall not rise up against another. See what I mean? You see what I mean? I'm trying to show you. You don't know how to walk. You just living it. See, this is what you throwing your own salvation away. You here, y'all been merciful. Y'all been showing you. Y'all been trying to set the word from so you can use it as a light to your path. That ain't what you do, though. You just, soon as something come, you just, it'll be bubbling. Your stomach be hurting until you get it out. You know what I mean? You hear me? Bubbling, tell it. I mean, soon you get said, nigga, who you think you is? Now you feel better. Hey, Elder, no, I ain't lying. We just seen the best of the best boys blow up and get it off. They love getting it off, Ellis. I remember I asked a question before to a sister. What do you think? You think I'm just setting extra funds aside for my house and for Elder house? I don't know what you're doing. I was blown away. I was like, this mother must ain't seen no fruit because you can say that. That mean ain't no fear. That mean ain't no wisdom. You can't fear Yah because you that mean you came up on the level. And it felt good to get off. And then when I blew up, I was so blown. I was like, where the hell you at? So I can drive and find out where you at. I said, you know what, y'all? I'm just stay right here. I probably got kicked out the ministry. Yeah. Yeah. What? That's why we just stay in my spot, because I'm just like, because this is how people do. This is how you got to remember. And then I keep reading. Y'all thank y'all for Matthew chapter 5:11. You're going to be reviled and persecuted.
Come on.
And men are going to lie to you and say all manners of falsehoods about you for his name's sake.
Come on.
You see what I mean? I mean, I'll be on that verse like, thank you, Jesus. So I get my thanksgiving up and start thanking him for the revival. Just get your thanksgiving in.
Mm-hmm.
Right here?
Yes, sir.
Because people, listen, do I say, and you got to understand the look that people, when you look in their eye, when you say something to certain people. People, they look at you a certain way, Ty, hear me? Yeah. You be like, so you can see pride and all kinds of stuff just swirling. You don't even understand. You listen, if y'all would have sat in some of these meetings we sat in, you don't even understand. I was in there, my mind was blown. You know, Brother Sean? No fear. Come on, finish reading.
And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against him.
Now,
and
what he happened to what? For what? What did y'all get mad? Why? Let me hold up. In all your wildest dreams, says Joe, if you can guess anything, why do you think y'all got mad?
Because they were murmuring.
Why, Jana?
Because they were right.
They were murmuring. Do you know? She like, huh? They like, oh Lord, why you say that? I used to do it all the time too. They get on their skin. Children, boy. So he got angry, y'all. This whole thing, y'all is angry right now. Is he angry because somebody was stealing? You hear this, Trish? So murmuring has made y'all mad before. I wonder, will it make him mad again? You see that? He said, why didn't you fear? Let's go look at this video. Hold up. And look at this video.
All right, Shalom, Pastor Corey. Again, I'm here with another just short interview with one of the saints that live down in Georgia. This is Brother Isaiah. How you doing today?
I'm blessed.
I just want to try something. All right. Look at y'all looking at my pictures. They like.
All right, Shalom, Pastor Corey. Again, I'm here with another just short interview with one of the saints that live down in Georgia. This is Brother Isaiah. How you doing today?
I'm blessed, Pastor.
Praise y'all. So you a young man, you know, and I don't have a lot of questions for you because, again, you were here for the interview with Brother Tim. You was here, you know, for the open rollout of the matter concerning Pastor Rufus and Straightway Georgia. And so I just want to ask you, you know, the first question, you know, Brother Isaiah, you know, it's like, it was said that the leaders, we wicked. My name got mentioned. I seen Kabir's name get mentioned one time. Elder McGill, wicked. Pastor Dow, wicked. I mean, who passed you? I mean, we just wicked.
They say.
So, get to me. I'm here. I turn around.
That's what they say. But what that meeting did, we just confirmed something I already knew, which was that our leadership truly does watch for our soul. If I didn't have any confidence in you all before, I definitely do now. And I know I already had confidence in y'all, because what you did, you just came with the word. So all you did was come with the word. It wasn't he said this, because the allegation was that you personally, and I believe Elder Miguel as well, is easily swayed, but you just came with the word. And when you got the Holy Spirit, it resonated with me 100%. It brought, you know, I was in tears because I was like, man, because I seen, like I said in that meeting, I've been a partaker of these sins that you laid out in the word. So it resonated with my spirit, and it just confirmed what I already knew, is that y'all truly watch for our souls. Y'all really care for Israel.
Y'all hear that?
Yes,
sir. You hear it? Yes, sir. Wait a minute. Y'all hear? He said the allegations was what? That me and Elder Miguel easily swayed. See that? So that means you've been, because your discontentment, you see what I mean? You murmuring, so your discontentment got you saying things that, shit, that, how you gonna say it? How we easily sway when I listen to you on the phone? And all I'm doing, I told him, well, hey, if that's what it's gonna be, that's what it is. That's why I played the clip of him saying, because first you said I shouldn't have been at the meeting, but he said, this is why I need one thing from you. The same way that you went to bat for that wicked nigga, I need the same thing. That's what you're going to get. So that's why I asked at the meeting where the witnesses at. We got witnesses now. We can stand up and talk. But then, see, you are so all over the place. Over here, you garnering from me if like, it's you right. But then you already told him, Brother Isaiah, yeah, they easily sway. And what he said, you know, he felt bad because he was what? He's a partaking. See how people get you partaking? Because you don't know. And you sit there and listen to what I'm trying to tell you. That's what murmuring do. That's why all them people, 250 souls, went down alive in Sheol. Why? Because they listened to the discontentment of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. This is why Yah, right here in this instance that we're looking at, called them out to the tent of meeting. Right? He said, why weren't you afraid to speak against? See, people ain't afraid. So you don't realize what they saying, and you ain't afraid to listen, and they ain't afraid to say it. See, murmuring is one of those things that, like Paz was talking about today, is like, see, that's formulated in your heart. Because, see, for this whole walk for me, look at this. This walk is like this. I know Yah is leading me. So it don't matter if Pastor Dial or any elder, anybody in this ministry speak down, try to cut me short, try to do it. Who is on my side? Right? Do you know that? No, do y'all know that? Well, then act like it. If you know y'all on your side, then what thing can happen to you? See, people try to do, I told somebody that was trying to explain to me about how people get hurt in ministry. And you don't really, you ain't here. You don't even know what's going on. You're trying to speak. Well, do you think any of the people ever wrong that left the ministry? Man, listen, these majority of people that if they sat down with counsel, because we got a lot of people that skip counsel. But even the people that sat down in counsel don't see themselves. Because you got all kind of people that looking at it that speak for their side, that speak towards Torah that's on their side, and then you find out the underlying of sin. You got to go with the book. Do y'all hear me? Yes, but people get beside themselves. And that's what we don't realize. See, this is this book here. A lot of you all need to understand. You need to really be a lot more sorrowful than you are. Because that will keep you from moving in this way of opening yourself up. This is why I told my children this morning. I said, you know what? See, this whole event, the spiritual thing that took place, y'all listen to this. Here's the spiritual thing that took place right here in Numbers 11. They opened themselves up when they allowed themselves to look at Moshe a certain way. Because I explained, this is the example I gave. So I said, at that point, this murmuring spirit was able to come, because now they begin to voice. You looked at something. You put yourself on the level. You see what I mean? Did y'all only spoke to him? See, them type of things. See, it's certain type of things people say. You the only one chosen? People say certain type of things. And then they wonder, how do you know they're in the spirit? Because you like, if you're in the spirit of meekness, is that what you say? See, again, we talk about spirit. What type of spirit are you in? Because whatever spirit you in is how you act and what you say. Remember, I was talking about evil. When you evil, it's a dysfunction. I mean, you can't function normal. Like, you start to see when people off. What if I was standing here preaching this whole time, Brother Ty, with my handgun in my hand? And I'm standing here, I ain't looked at nobody else. I'm just preaching. See what I mean? Right? It look like something wrong with me. And Kevin say, Pastor, you all right? What you mean? You like, Well, you loud. You been staring at this brother for the last 45 minutes. And what I'm saying, people like act like you don't see it. They act like you don't see that. So I'm explaining this thing to you. That's a spirit that come on you. Now you act in the spirit. You start murmuring. So now you open yourself up. This is the example I gave him this morning. I said, so how do you know it's a spirit? Well, guess what? They were standing around accusing Ahab. When Yah said, who would go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets? I will. I'll go be a lying. Look. Who, look, again, watch this. Who would go be a lying spirit in? What that mean? Inside. It's coming to go in there so they can act in the spirit of lying.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean? But the legal ground that you gave was it entered in your heart and you acted on something. Now you open for it. You open for discontent. And now you, guess what? Now you get a chance to walk in that murmur. Look, see, murmuring went. You heard the brother on the video, right? Well, this is what he, this is the allegation that was said. See, here, that you and Elder Miguel is easily swayed. So now that's, see, now you have, if he received that, then we'll get patented. So now you're walking at me. Yeah, I can't trust him. He ain't gonna do righteous. He wicked because he easily swayed. Yeah, I don't accept bribery for burnt offering. That ain't never been me. Just like I'm sitting there listening to you. You ain't swaying me. Right. With none of this. Y'all hearing it?
Yes, sir.
So, let's finish reading. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you the effects of how people talk. And they garner things for themselves. We're going to look at that in the Apocrypha. Then we're going to be done. Let's go, Elder.
And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against him, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked up Miriam, looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moshe, at last, master, I beseech thee, lay not this sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moshe cried unto Yahweh, saying, heal her now, Yah, I beg you. And Yahweh said to Moshe, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut off from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again.
Now look what happened when sin entered the camp. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Y'all see what happened when sin entered the camp? Ain't no forward progress. You see what I mean? See, how y'all reading Torah? Y'all miss all this. And you open your mouth, you out of position. Y'all got to do what? Set you where? This is what y'all do. Y'all remove people away from, you get removed when you're no longer able to walk in what he had you to walk in. So we had to take a great big pause to deal with that leaven. Boy, listen, we fought not to have heaviness on us. But guess what? Like Shepard was talking about today, I was sitting on the couch thinking, when he was preaching, I was sitting over there on the couch today, I'm just thinking about expectation. Because I just expect, y'all, I'm a vessel of yours. I'm nothing. But I'm coming to the feast because this is where you're going to be at. So guess what? All I got to do, I'm not going to do no. I got to do is just get in the vein and start laying hands and operate. And you're going to do what you do if you with us. Please, y'all, if you with us, can you please keep, just bring forth some. Then you look, long after, what we see? It's people like, oh, man. Y'all understand it? So you had to fight. Go ahead, Al.
I can't. I apologize. It's just I'm trying to focus. It's just keep staying on my mind about this swaying thing. Swaying mean to go back and forth, right? And I'm trying to remember after everything was put on the table, that was a done deal. So where did I sway from?
See?
There was no deliberation after everything was. It was like Shep say, simple and easy to ascertain. In order to be swayed, that means you had to have, I had to have make a hard decision. The decision was hard. That's what everybody ain't saying. That wasn't a hard decision once all this shit was laid on the table.
That's it.
That's like saying, do you want a pie or a crust filled full of shit? Easy. I'm gonna take the pie.
Ooh,
you ain't swam, but I'm just listening. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shep.
Oh, you hey, you good? Cause that's what I mean. But see, but look at these type of accusations you put out. You put out we wicked. That's why I was asking Brother Isaiah. They said we wicked. He said that's what they say. See, if I go further in the testimony, if I pull up the rest of the video, do you start hearing him about stuff he didn't see? He knew why he was going to be straightway. And it just took him back, because it's like to hear all this stuff that you got somebody saying that you've seen in this picture. But see, that's what we see in the history of Israel. It'd be men of renown who had the ability to sway your mind. When you go look at their account in Jeremiah 44, you look, these were renowned men and their wives saying we will go back into Egypt. So what you going to think when you looking?
That influence. Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? That's who, how Satan know who to come to get. That's why I watched. When this came out, that's why I was instantly watching the people. I'm trying to see who watching me when you seen me. How you watching me when you seen me? You don't know what you seen? Woo! I got to watch you then.
Come on.
Because that means you don't know what you see. And we in a bad spot now. Mm-hmm. See, when people don't know what they see, then it's easy for them to be discontented. Well, you hear what I said. When you don't know what you see, it's easy to be discontented. I'm going to say it one more time, Elder. Man, I'm going to say it to you. Are you listening to me, Elder McGill?
Yes, Pastor.
When you don't know what you see, it's easy to be discontented. Why did I say that? This is why. See, when people are content, then they know. See, you see what Yah is doing. It's easy if you follow 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 through 17. We hear new Christ according to the flesh, but we hear no more, no Christ according to the flesh. So no man. See, when I first read it, I said, wow, that set me up for life in following Pastor Dow. Because I'm not looking at your flesh moves. Because are you off in Yah or are you on in Yah? I ain't worried about what you own off in the flesh. Because I know you are working on your salvation like I'm working on my salvation. See, that's what happened to Miriam and Aaron. You didn't know who you see. Y'all got it? Let's go over here to the Apocrypha. All right, we're gonna be my Bible don't say nothing no more. All right, this is
that's good.
I was getting ready to say, oh, ain't nothing on there. He don't say nothing no more. All right, this is the NRSV, you know, with the Apocryphal and Deuterocanonical books in it. All right, we're gonna be in Second Maccabees chapter 4. Now, I'm gonna give you some background so we don't have to read all of this. We're gonna start at verse 7. All right. And we're gonna read through verse 13. 14. Yeah, chapter 4. We're gonna read through 7 through 14. We're gonna read that. All right, and then we're gonna jump to a different spot. Okay. At starting at verse 23. Now, let me give you a little background. So, see, the thing what people do is this is why people do. This one of the reasons why. See, I'm gonna give you an example. See, I pulled up Brother Isaiah because what we find is people looking to see who they can garner favor with, who I can drop this with you. See, if I can drop this with you, Brother Ty said that I know something about Pastor Dow. And once I tell you, then I don't want you to get mad. But we're going to have to do something to straighten out Pastor Dow. Now pause. It's all the way where I'm like, damn. Do you hear me? You got to think, I'm sitting on the phone like he said, I know you weren't in the meeting. I'm sitting there swallowing like. I knew one in the meeting. I'm gonna tell you, Pastor Dow was jealous of me. I'm like, my stomach dropped. Boom. You hear me? He said, and Elder Mitch and Elder Brent, both in agreement with me, that he has an offense with me. Now he said I got offense with him, but they in agreement with me that he got offense with me. I'm like, this shit back. It's already gone. So I listened. And I had to say on the phone call, I said, now, wait a minute. This type of conversation, we're going to have in front of the people because I don't operate like this. We can't roll in this type of capacity because I want to be going all off in the shit that, you got what I'm saying? He said, I get you. See, because I can't roll in that, bro. That I look at Pastor Dow in the spirit. So show me the word that point that showed it where the error at. Show me. So when we see it in the word, I can look because that's all I did. I said, here go Pastor Rufus. Here go Pastor Dow. Okay. Here go the witnesses on this side. Where yours at? Ain't none. So you running all of this down and ain't no witnesses? Did I not elder? Did I run down to me? Where were witnesses on this?
That's what I'm saying, Pastor. When it was all laid on the table, there was nothing to sway. The shit was signed, sealed, delivered. So, you know, to say that we easily swayed, all you did was just make a decision easy for us.
Y'all hear that? See, not only that, but then I went down with Pastor Dow. I said, okay. If this is what you're saying about Pastor Dow right here. Pastor Dow, is this about Pastor Rufus? Nope. This? Nope. Nope. Nope.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
Nope. What about this? Yep. And not only him, but all y'all.
<That's bad. laughs>
I said, you mean tell me we doing this? We going this far for this. And then when you start seeing, like you contacted Ringo weeks before. You sat Brother Robert down and you said all this stuff weeks before. You'd had meetings. You said you told us you had one meeting to warn the brothers, but you've had meetings, like wearing them out meetings. That they said. Y'all hear me? So I'm not going back talking about this. We talking about murmuring, and I'm warning y'all as my brothers that what are you discontent about? Because that's where it happened. It's just you been going. You start finding out all these rufflings that it went on. It's like Pastor Me was telling me the other day, you know, yesterday about he was talking to a brother that you found out that really the whole source of why that brother was going and getting into it with Pastor Muir because something that got planted by Pastor Rufus that was just, the shit damn near was sinister. You see what I mean? You like, but how do you get there? See, how do you get on that side? Well, that's what we're talking about. It's all about what your intent and how you look at things. See, when you got things, see, my thing is this. Watch this. This is why I be aware of. This is why I be careful of, Kevin. This is why I be careful of. See, because you start to watch this. It's one thing Pastor Dow said. You start noticing things like the Southern Assembly. So you start setting shit up within the confines. You got shit you set up in the midst of what's getting set up. Pastor Corey, be careful. I don't set nothing up. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just go along with when passed out, okay, and give you things to do. Now you got a confine operating. Go in that confine, go hard. In that confine. You been had time to put them properties in the name of the foundation. It was other things you was told. You didn't act on it. Elder McGill asked him, when did you stop doing what you told me to do? Submit. He said, when have I not submitted? But then we watching the whole time you trying to manipulate. Even to the last drop when we were trying to come to Georgia to have this thing in front of the congregation who you've been meeting with. So we can bring it all out right there. So now they see it, we can see it. But you was boldly defiant. They wicked. They ain't coming down here. What? We already know where we at.
Hey.
Y'all hear me? But that's what I mean. So you start to see this is what people do. This is what Corey Dathan and Abiram. You setting up these little things. You setting up these facts. And all the way to the point where we had to stand over here and they got to stand over there. And now we got to watch and see who y'all with. That's why in them prayers, that's why one of the things I said, you know, I looked at when in 1 Kings chapter 1, no, 2 Kings chapter 1, when Elijah said, if I be a man of Yah, then let fire come down. He was burning up them captains and their 50s. That's why I'm like, Yah, if we be a man of Yah, if we be men of Yah, then, Father, look at the stuff that got planted on ears, young ears. Look at the things that's getting said. Look at all of these people that are coming out. If we be men of Yah. See, this is the type of prayer I got to pray in here. Yah, who is in the midst of us that's discontent? That it's going to cause us to get down the road, then the mission got to all of a sudden come to a halt. See, that's what people don't understand. Your flesh is your enemy because when you can't be content, your flesh is open for discontent. You open for it. I'm not open for discontent. You are.
Mm.
Yeah, you are. And that's what's going to get you. Listen, I've been saying it's going to ride. Don't get it out. It's gonna get you. When somebody can say 14 years ago, I mean 10 years ago, it should have been me. Calling, crying. I ain't calling nobody crying when passing me. Me and Gabby had no conversation. Damn, why y'all dang him? And then you start finding out what being people hearts. The football players came in. See all that type of stuff. No, man, people come in. This is my thing. Did Pastor bear the fruit of righteousness? Did he bear the fruit of being a shepherd?
Absolutely.
See what I mean? Did he to y'all? See what I mean? So what is it to say? If I don't supposed to be, if it should have been you and I didn't supposed to be a pastor, why do y'all use me like he did?
Come on with it.
This was from the jump, like Pastor said. When they came to Kansas City, I'm looking at him and Pastor Dow, like, we standing there with Sandra. I'm like, waiting on one of them to pray, like, Pastor Rufus. Pastor, you do it. So I like lay hands on all of a sudden, they're not. Did it. You hear me? So I know that's what y'all do. That's why I can believe that. Remember, we was in the kitchen, me, you, and Sister Trish praying. Did y'all do anything? That's what I'm saying. So if y'all ain't with us, he ain't here, then what we doing? If the spirit of y'all ain't here, why we here?
Man.
You know what I mean? So this, I mean, y'all gotta understand. See. Alternative spirits. That alternative. Look at the word I just said. See, alternative spirit is what caused you to walk separate and alongside, not in the accord and with. Y'all better hear what I said today, because guess what? I'm going to look up. I'm saying it right now. I'm going to look up. And it got said to you today, but some kind of way your ass missed. And we only talk about one thing today. What are we talking about? Murmuring. Let's go, Elder. We're going to read in this Apocrypha starting at verse 7 right here in 2 Maccabees chapter 4. Let's go, let's read.
But after the death of Seleucus, when Antiochus, called Epiphanes, took the kingdom, Jason, the brother of Onias, labored underhand to be high priest.
Now stop. Look what he said. He labored what? Do you know what you got to do underhand type shit? You got to murmur. You got to complain. You got to see what I mean? You got to do all kind of shit to work against. Underhand. This is what we find out people to do when you discontented. You know you ain't really in that fold or in that line of succession, then you gotta start doing underhand shit so you can get in the midst. Come on.
Promising unto the king by intercession 300 and 80 talents of silver and of another revenue 80 talents. Besides this, he also promised to assign 150 more if he might have license to set him up a place for exercise and for the training up of the youth in the fashions of the heathen and to write them of Jerusalem by the name of Antiochians, which when the king had granted, he had gotten into his hand the rule he forthwith brought his own nation to Greekish fashion and the royal privileges granted a special favor to the Jews by the means of John, the father of Eupolemus, who went ambassador to Rome for amity and aid. He took away and putting down the governments, which were according to the law, He brought up new customs against the law. For he built gladly a place of exercise under the tower itself, and brought the young chief men under his subjection, and made them to wear a hat. Now such was the height of the Greek fashions, and increase of heathenish manners, through the exceeding profaneness of Jason, that ungodly wretch, and no high priest, that the priest had no courage to serve any more at the altar, but despising the temple and neglecting the sacrifices, hastened to be partakers of the unlawful allowance in the place of exercise after the game of discus called them forth.
Now hold up, Paul. See this right here in this version, and this is one I'm a me and El Rob. We've been waiting to do this for about probably 3 years. But one of the things we're gonna talk about, because see, look at this, the Olympics and all of these things. See, this is and in Daniel chapter 8, I'm gonna talk about one of the last kings. You talk about the king of Greece. Now we're gonna put all that together, but one of the things it says right here, it says, despising the sanctuary and neglecting the sacrifices, they hurried to partake in the unlawful proceedings in the wrestling arena after the signal for the discus throwing. See where they do that at the what? The Olympics. Then when I start looking up this stuff and start talking about the quadrennial games, each one of these was a homage to a yah, where you took the chosen people and had them to go in these Greek games where you can continue to give homage to these elves. The quadrennial games were the games, the every year was, so every 4 years is the Olympics. But year one, year two, year three, year four is a game and a god and a homage each year till you get back to Olympus. And all these cities that they would take place in Athens, Athena. You see what I mean? See, I already did all this research. I already got it. But again, this is what I'm saying. So when you following Yah, you see what people do when they obtain, they hasten to get you under them being selfish, but they're ruled by, look what the overall substance is, worship to another Yah. But in their own selfishness, they ain't give a damn what it was. They wanted to be raised up. See, when you discontented with what you call to be, see, you remember I said at the beginning of this, you called to be a sheep. What was you called for? You had a vision that you're going to be leading thousands of people to Yah? You Vince? You vision yourself on a mountain with a staff, talking to all these people, healing all these people, and preaching the word to them? See what I mean? But I walked past a closet and heard, get ready, I'm getting ready to raise you up. Then all of a sudden, here it is, I got a text message. Ask me about, have I ever thought about being a pastor? Here it is. Then Pastor Dow, we going to ordain Brother Corey pastor. It's in my spirit and it's in witnessing some of the other elder spirit. You see what I mean? Did you have that, Sister Trish? That's what I'm saying. So what the hell are you doing? What do you want to be? Why you want to be? Because you don't want, I promise you, you don't listen. I would tape your ass in pastorship. Take this, just tape your ass up so you can't get out. Nigga, this is what you want? Okay. Tape your ass in there. You'll be just like that dude. Burn me. Just like his ass. What kind of God? Yeah, I mean, this dude was just going crazy. Y'all remember him? I said, damn. But that's what happened when you in something you ain't supposed to be in. Come on, finish reading now.
That was it on 14. Okay. Where you told me to stop it.
All right. Yep, yep, yep. So now. Let's go to verse 23. We're going to start reading there.
Three years after Jason sent Menelaus, the aforesaid Simon's brother, to bear the money unto the king and to put him in the mind of certain necessary matters. But he, being brought to the presence of the king, when he had magnified him for the glorious appearance of his power, got the priesthood to himself, offering more than Jason by 300 talents of silver. So he came with the king's mandate, bringing nothing worthy the high priesthood, but having the fury of a cruel tyrant and the rage of a savage beast. Then Jason, who had undermined his own brother, being undermined by another, was compelled to flee into the country of the Ammonites.
Now stop. You see this? See what happened to him? See, you undermined it to get in there. You turned around and was what? Undermined. See, this type of stuff that happens is what people don't realize when you be having these things. Because, see, Satan try to get you in your mind. You don't know that. See, when you murmur, you have the openness to receive in your heart a evil thought of supplanting somebody, because subsequently you feel like you should be the one. So guess what? You start talking to people so you can supplant them. You plan on coming to a leadership meeting to embarrass you. Start talking to all of these different people. When you say he lying, pass it out, lying from the pulpit. Now, guess what? That's been a discredit. That means anybody else didn't listen to him no more. Therefore, supplanting. You see that? But when you do that type of stuff, that same type of thing will come back on you. Let's finish reading this. We're going to read this down to 29, then we're going to be done.
So Menelaus got the principality, but as for the money that he had promised unto the king, he took no good order for it. Albeit, Sostratus, the ruler of the castle, required it. For unto him appertained the gathering of the customs, wherefore they were both called before the king. Now Menelaus left his brother Lysimachus in his stead in the priesthood, and Sostratus left Crates, who was governor of the Cyprians.
All right, let's stop right there. So you see what happened? See, wickedness don't lead nothing to but wickedness. And see, this is the thing that you got to do, because see, now what we see is that these men left on a wicked note. I don't know how you're going to produce righteousness from wickedness. Do y'all hear me? But it all come in. I just wanted to talk about this. See, and I wanted to pull that video in from Brother Isaiah, because, you know, I hadn't put that up yet, because I wanted to go through that video and bring out some just, you know, a short video to bring some points that expresses why we have to really guard ourselves, because that's what it comes down to. See, when I look at this whole situation with Pastor Rufus, you had not guarded yourself. Because if you guard yourself, then it's a certain way you're going to act and do things. It can come on you anytime. You got to be careful how Satan tempt you in getting you to start to watch this. This is the key thing, to start to look at things a certain way. Do y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Satan will get you to look at things a certain way, and then guess what? From that point on, that's how you view it. Y'all hear me? That's how you're going to view it. So I want to encourage each and every one of my brothers and sisters, you know, as we depart from this word today, that you really take something away with you concerning what we read, especially in Numbers 12. Like, why wouldn't you fear in acting in such a way that's going to cause you to complain against what Yah has chosen? See, that's the key. You hear that? See, when you don't have fear, then you're not going to fear that. And then all kind of thoughts can get submitted to you. The other thing, you only get discontentment in your flesh when you're open for discontentment to be lodged in your flesh. And then when you discontented, boy, listen, just watch, look what happened. I watch people become discontent all the time, and I watch them fade. You won't display the love of the brethren or the love of the sisters like you should. You won't make yourself available. You will start making comments to people about the way things going instead of just being a solution. I do more stuff at Straightway behind the scenes and don't get said, ain't looking for nothing. Then I try to make people know that what I do, I just do things. I'm not doing it for charity. It's what has to be done. That's and it walks sometimes. You just gotta make up the heads because you love Yah.
Nothing in return.
That's it. And when you discontented, watch this. This is one of the things you do when you discontented. You look and see if something gonna fall. You stand back and won't touch things just to show that it ain't running like it should. And I'm gonna show you. And you want people to know that it ain't running like it should run, so they can see what you see. Is it making sense?
Yes, sir.
So I'm telling you, that's what that spirit does. And then you start to see, you find people like Isaiah who have to regain their ground.
Yep.
And I only brought up his bill, but there's other people that get hurt and have to regain ground or don't make it. Because you're looking at something a certain way. The best thing to do is you don't understand what you think you understand, especially if you ain't chosen to be in the position of those who lead. Because you don't, I promise you, you don't see what I see. Oh, I promise you don't see what I see. If you think you see what I see, let's try it. See, you don't say, well, no, I'm just trying to help you. I know I don't see what you see, but I'm just trying. No, let me put your ass out so you can deal with. I want to put a whole bunch of shit on your ass. A bunch of it. A whole lot of shit. Load your shit up next week so I can watch your ass. And be a nigga on the side talking. Again, that nigga ain't going to make it.
Stay in your lane.
You hear me? Ed, what you got for us today on what we talked about?
Edifying, Pastor. Really, really, really edifying. you know, you had brought up love, the love of Christ, man. I was thinking, you, Pastor Dow, Pastor Muir, y'all don't have the luxury to leave, but the saints got all the luxury. You know, when I've seen people come and go, if you don't love, it makes it a lot easier for you to depart the assembly. And it makes it a lot easier for you to murmur. And so, you know, we've been taught in the ministry biblically, a wife loves her husband. Well, a wife loves her husband because that loyalty's there. And if she truly loves, she'll never leave regardless of the circumstance. And I see that from you shepherds, because even when you getting pushed away, you know, you still stay in the midst. And you know, we gotta love more, man. I feel like we don't love enough, and that's why it's so easy for us to murmur. Because I know my wife loves me because she don't murmur against me. You understand what I'm saying? And it's real easy to do. I think that when you had mentioned earlier, it's an innate behavior, and it's a heart nature to murmur. It's very easy to do. And when we do that, we're minding the flesh and not the spirit. And the word says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And he who loves it shall reap the fruit thereof. And so in us reading in Maccabees, it sounds like Jason reaped the fruit of his murmur.
That's it.
Because what took place, what he did, also came back around and happened to him.
That's it.
So we got to guard ourselves.
That's it. You know, you look at that, and you can go back and read that account ahead, and it's just amazing what he did, you know, because Onias was one of the high priest when Heliodorus tried to come in and take money out of the temple treasury, and the angels beat the crap out of him. And Heliodorus gave glory to God. But then you come right behind that, here go Jason, who undercut him and was saying all manners of things. See, that's what people do. See, I pay attention to, especially now, you gotta learn from this situation with Pastor Rufus. Because on the inside, this is what you gotta think. This is what I have watched. I've watched him move and do certain things that was very questionable. See what I mean? That you hear about or that you've seen. Like for me, one, when we had the council and you said to Brother Fred, you know, this is a new brother. The council judged that, hey man, you poked his brother in the eye, he got a doctor bill. You're gonna have to pay that. But then in the midst of that, I would think it would be some meekness. Hey, my brother, and you know, you said, I do it again. You see what I mean? So you see that. Hey, bro, you be doing some goring, don't you? And you see the way you've done things. Go ahead, El.
We misinterpret a lot of the things that go on in the ministry, you know, because Pastor Dow says a lot of things that speak to a manly man, or whoever you think you are. We misinterpret this shit, and you know. I remember Chappelle Show had a skit when keeping it real goes wrong, you know, and we got this mindset. Well, I'm gonna keep it real. Yeah, I'll do it again. Like, that's bullshit, man. How does y'all view these things?
Yeah,
I appreciate the honesty. You let your nuts hang. Yep, I'm keep it real. But how does y'all view these things? How did Yeshua walk? How are you going to gain people to yourself with a sour ass attitude? I mean, not to yourself, but gain people to Christ And you're supposed to be likeness of Christ with a sour ass attitude like that.
That's it.
No contrition.
That's it.
But we so stuck on keeping it real. That's why folks can come on this level with you, Shep, or shit, for that matter, come on a level with me. Well, I'm just gonna keep it real. Mm-hmm. This nigga shit. We don't watch too many movies. We don't listen to too many rap songs. We have not been transformed in the mind. That's why we could come with that mindset of, well, I'm just gonna keep it real.
Yep. That's it.
You gotta
man.
Be removed from that shit.
That's it, man. And that's, you know, that's one of the things, you know, I was telling Pastor. I said, you know, Pastor, it's certain things. Like when I see, well, you know, we playing spades or we doing this, I'm not gonna go to that level. I don't go to that level with you. Because I'm not supposed to go at that level. There ain't nothing on this earth that's supposed to let me go to that level with you. That's why I said, you know what? I laugh, I joke, but I be so sober. Even when we sitting at the elder table sipping and we just sitting back, I be sober. I ain't going to that level. That's my shepherd.
That's like saying, man, fuck all that y'all shit. What's really good?
Yeah, oh, you know man. What I'm saying? That's that right there. That's what I mean. But that's how people be. Y'all hear that? And that, you know, that's what it is, man. When you can make a statement that now, you know, I'm both of us pastors, or I'm a pastor now. So what that make us? See, when you make statements like that, that means that you forget. You're never on that, and that all the time warn y'all. How do you really see stuff? Don't ever not approach stuff with the fear of y'all. That's the beginning of your wisdom. That's what's going to keep your feet sustained, because there's a certain place you're going to stay in. And when your heart is indicted in that, then y'all going to deal with you from that position, because he know that you're remaining as a little one. When you hear Pastor Dow about who in this ministry can rebuke him, look, who could rebuke Moshe? Y'all knows, but y'all already said he came from the meek and the lowly. Whoever caused stumbling on one of these little ones, see, it's already a provision for you. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's already a provision. So I just wanted to leave that with you. I just wanted to say that because I want y'all to truly know there is a level, and there's a mindset that you got to operate in this, that y'all has called you to operate in, so you don't end up on the wrong side of what's going on like we see now. So I just wanted to leave that with y'all, man. Y'all have a very, very blessed Sabbath, man. We're gonna get on out of here, and we'll finish fellowshipping here. Y'all finish fellowshipping where y'all at, and man, let's look. I look forward to all the work that we're getting ready to put together in here, man. You know, the truth, to tell y'all the truth, Straightway Arc, man. I love the fact that, you know, we're building this bond and this work level in y'all.
Hallelujah.
Yah is choosing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, what y'all don't know is, you know, I've been telling everybody in this congregation that I'm looking at the type of saints y'all is sending to replace the sourness. See, when you already got a praise about yourself, Brother Ellis, Brother Twan, Brother Ty, Brother DJ, when you already got praise by yourself, then this is easy. It's easy, because see, now we can work alongside and praise and move, and it'll never be nothing. You see what I mean? Yes, sir. See, you can have relationships like this. See, when I roll with Elder McGill, it's never nothing. Because if I got to correct him, or he got to bring something to my attention, then guess what? It ain't nothing. That's what you type of relationships you want.
That's it.
See, and that didn't happen with, see, you found out that as Pastor Ruth started rolling all this stuff, it was something. And it was so much something that it caused this big rift. You can't get to that point. That's what I'm telling you. Y'all hear me? So bless y'all, Israel. Love y'all. Shabbat shalom. Appreciate you, Elder.
Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Shabbat shalom. Bless you.
Yes, sir.
I will make a melody in my heart to the Most High, Yah. I will make a melody in my heart to the Most High, Yah. I will make a melody in my heart to the Most High, Yah. Be holy, for he is holy. Dying daily, I'm killing the old me. In his hands, let him mold me. Lord, in my heart, can't forget what he told me. May I forever reign. May Israel bless his name. Said there's no one like I, yeah. No, no, there's no one like I, yeah. No, no. Be holy, for he is holy. Dying daily, I'm killing the old me. In his hands, let him mold me. Lord, in my heart, can't forget what he told me. May I forever reign. May Israel bless his name. Said there's no one like I, yeah. No, no, there's no one like I, yeah. No, no. Be holy, for he is holy.